Well, as we reported on Wednesday morning, we've been talking about it all week. The Ingham County Board of Commissioners has voted to dissolve the Ingham County Road Commission's board, which had overseen the Road Commission for many, many years. There are many people who are disappointed with that, including the current board chair of the Road Commission board, Jim Dravenstadt-Masseri, who's on the other end of our line. Jim, how are you?
Good, Tony.
All right, take us back to Tuesday night. You're sitting there. You're listening to all the conversation in regards to this. The vote was taken when the results were announced. What went through your mind?
I was very disappointed. I felt that in my leadership, we were turning very in a positive direction, did some good things. I had a good working relationship with the labor relations, and even our commissioners that voted to support to keep us on could clearly see that I was taking it to that direction, which they felt I should stay on for another 6-7 months. But I respect their decision. The votes were taken, as you said, and I've told them at the end of the meeting that I would do whatever I can to help them have a smooth transition to the county.
Jim, in talking with County Commissioners Jim Schaefer and Vince Dragonetti, among the many we talked to, they had grown tired of the drama, the rhetoric, and especially what they deemed the inappropriate leadership of Deb DeLeon and Board Chair Shirley Rogers, and in what they thought were attempts to create stresses and strains due to hiring practices and other challenges. And then there were other county commissioners like Mark Grebner, who we had on the program yesterday, who said he wants he doesn't want that department in the news. He wants them to just operate, handle their business, and not have the kind of drama that they've been going through for years. You agree or disagree with that?
Well, I agree. You don't want to have the drama and being in the public, and you know, that's why I was taking it to trying to take our road commission to a different level. We haven't been in the news other than, at, you know, what's occurred at the county board level. But the public comment that we had in the past went away, and it did over at the county commission, too. I mean, they weren't having the 35, 45 minutes of public comment that they had after I had taken over. And the unions were clear. They said they were happy with me. They wanted me to stay. To our county commissioners, even our managing director, Bill Conklin, gave a, I thought a very strong speech Tuesday night and how he felt and our relationship and working together. He had confidence in me, but, you know, that wasn't enough to sway two more votes to keep us on. But, you know, I'm fine with that. But, you know, Tony, I want to make something clear here. You know, with them taking over the responsibilities now, which they are going to be the road commissioners of Ingham County. You know, under county road law, it's pretty clear it dedicates what responsibility the county road commissioners have as to the operation of the county road commission, and there is no authority. The road commission law is pretty clear on the authority for the road commissioners to assign any responsibilities or oversight authority another person or advisory committee to report to the road commission, or in a takeover scenario like ours, the county board of commissioners.
Do you believe that if you would have been able to take over the chairmanship of that board, that you might have survived?
I mean, from last year? Or
yeah, as say if you would have taken it over a year ago, do you think that you would have been able to keep the board in charge of the road commission?
Oh, I do, very much so. And, you know, I think some of the county commissioners that were not supporting it, and this is my own opinion, but I think they could see that I was moving in a positive direction that should have been there for some time, And, you know, another 6-7 months, the things I might have done in a positive way would have been harder for them to say, I think we need to take you over because of the negative work that you've been doing. And that, and I've been, I was actually showing very positive progression toward turning the road commission around. And that's why the six that voted for me believed in that. So.
I don't want to take us to a place where we're looking behind, but you were sitting on that board when Shirley Rogers was the chair, and a lot of these challenges were brought up. Do you wish you would have stepped forward or been a little bit more aggressive and trying to help steer the board away from the path it was heading?
Well, I did try to do that, but you know, in respect to the chair, I had talked to her outside the board, trying to convince her to do some other things and take us to a different direction. And, you know, she said she would think about it, but it was, you know, it was not something that she chose to do. And I wasn't going to go over her head as the chair and try to take over because I wasn't the chair. So I respected her in that way. But I did try to convince her to do some things to avoid some of this stuff to happen. But that, as you know, that's what happened, and we can't take that back.
Have you had any conversations with Shirley Rogers since the Tuesday night meeting?
No, I have not. Tony, I just want to say, I don't know if, you know, the public realizes, and I think our commissioners are eventually going to find out, but you know, under the road law, the majority of our members are going to have to, you know, have public meetings just like we had. And they're going to have a quorum. They're going to have to be posted and you know, to conduct all the business that we've conducted for years. So our county commissioners are not going to get away from the same duties that we did for many years. And I think they're going to find that out here real soon. And MDOT is probably going to be overseeing that.
So you're saying MDOT is going to be overseeing the Ingham County Road Commission?
What I mean is they will make sure that I believe that they'll be looking over as far as make sure they follow the road law, which is under public number public act number 267 of 1976.
All right. Well, so what's next for Jim Masseri? What are you going to be doing now?
Well, Tony, I got to tell you, I felt honored serving for the county as one of the road commissioners, and I felt I did a good job of maintaining the roads. And but I am my goal for the future is I plan on running for county commissioner, and I feel I can, now that our county commissioners are going to be the road commissioners, I can bring my expertise from the road commission to the county level.
All right, whose district are you going to run in?
The district 6, which would be Steve Dugan.
All right. Well, as we get into the campaign, we will be talking with you about that. Jim Dravenstadt, Masseri, we appreciate you. You've been very candid in our conversations, and we appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tony.